The U Mountain Center sits along Lobelia Road in southern Pocahontas County near Hillsborough. Since a lot of you may know little about this nonprofit community educational center, we ask Erica Marks, its president, to tell us about the U Mountain Center and what it offers to our mountain communities.
The U Mountain Center is an educational nonprofit organization that started offering programs in the spring of 2017. Our mission is to provide programs that explore Appalachian ecology, culture, and the arts while promoting community and personal wellness. It's a neighborhood coalition that formed when we found out that the land was coming for sale. And we decided that this place was really special and important to our community and could have the potential to really serve the community in a important ways. We thought about the things that we really love about living here, the ecology, it's the beautiful landscape. It's also the cultural things, the music, the art, those traditional skills that people had when they lived here in an isolated place. We wanted to be able to preserve those cultural traditions as well as learn more about the land where we live. So we offer place-based programs here that have included birding weekends, learning about mushrooms, identifying and eating them, lots of musical programs. One of our main offerings here is the Forest Herbs Program, which we are working on having a botanical sanctuary and a forest farming demonstration site. We know that a lot of the things that grow in our forest have important medicinal properties, culinary uses, and decorative uses. And they're kind of having a moment right now where people are doing a lot of foraging for these sought-after plants. And we want that to be a sustainable effort. We want to be able to show people how to responsibly collect, and more than that, show people how to actually cultivate them on forested mountain land so they can realize a little bit of income from that, from having mature, healthy forests on their land. And they can also protect the wild populations of some of these herbs, like ginseng, of course, but also black cohosh and Solomon seal and bloodroot, all these beautiful things that we see when we go out in the forest in different seasons of the year.
Erica also talked about their work with the students in the county.
It's really important to us to support the education that happens in this area. I strongly believe that kids learn in new and different ways when they go outside. So we offer field trips here. We've offered field trips based on books for kindergarten through first graders. We've had social studies field trips. We've had math field trips for middle schoolers. And coming up, we have a trip for fifth graders in Marlinton and Hillsborough Elementary, where we're going to be doing hands-on activities based on the novel My Side of the Mountain by Jean Craighead George. The story is about a boy who lives for a year on his own up in the Catskill Mountains of New York, and kind of a similar environment to what we have here. It's mountainous, it's remote, and he lives off the land. He does a lot of research in the library about what he can eat and the skills he'll need. He raises a baby chick falcon to hunt for him, so it's a really captivating book. It was an important book for me when I was growing up. We are going to be visited by a falconer. I think this will be a really memorable lesson for the students coming here after they've read it with their classes, to be able to be in a similar environment and pretend like they're Sam out in the wilderness, entertaining and surviving on his own.
How can the community help you all out?
We are a team effort here. We rely a lot on volunteers and rely a lot on donations. The donations help us keep these field trips free for our local youth, and the volunteers can help us with our facilities. They can help us with our forest farming. If they have any educational background, they can help us with our field trips. We have lots of places for people to plug in as volunteers and as donors. We also go out into the community. I had one of our staff members teach yoga, and we've done a program at Hillsborough Elementary School about outdoor safety.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.